This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Vote counting on the first past-the-post system for House of Representatives election nears completion. Results of 161 constituencies announced so far. Election Commission targets completing proportional representation vote counting by Wednesday morning. Rashtriya Swatantra Party moves towards a landslide majority. Several top leaders of major parties defeated. And Asian markets fall sharply amid energy supply fears from West Asia conflict. Now the news in detail. Vote counting under the first past-the-post system is in the House of Representatives election is nearing completion. Results from 161 constituencies have been declared so far. As per the latest update, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party is heading towards a landslide majority. According to the Election Commission, the Rashtriya Swatantra Party has won 124 seats and is leading in one constituency. Similarly, the Nepali Congress has secured 17 seats and is leading in one constituency. The CPN-UMO has won 8 seats and is ahead in one constituency. The Nepali Communist Party has secured 7 seats. The Shram Sanskriti Party has won 3 seats, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has secured 1 seat. And one independent candidate has also been elected. Likewise, under the proportional representation system, more than 8.8 million votes have been counted so far. The Rashtriya Swatantra Party has received about 4.3 million votes, which is 48% of the total vote counted. The Nepali Congress has secured 1.4 million votes, while the CPN-UML has received 1.2 million votes. The Nepali Communist Party has secured more than 600,000 votes. The Shram Sanskriti Party has got more than 300,000 votes, while the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party has received nearly 300,000 votes so far. The Election Commission has stated that counting of all proportional representation votes will be completed by Wednesday morning. In the election, voters directly elect 165 members of the 275-member House of Representatives, while the remaining 110 seats are allocated through the proportional representation system based on each party's vote share. Meanwhile, several senior leaders of major political parties have been defeated in the House of Representatives election on the first past-the-post system. The results, which are in the final stage, show a strong performance by the Rashtriya Swatantra Party. The party contested the election representing its senior leader and former Kathmandu mayor, Balendra Shah, and its prime ministerial candidate. Several top leaders of the Nepali Congress were defeated, including Party President Gagan Kumar Thapa, General Secretaries Pradeep Podel and Gururaj Khimire, and Joint General Secretaries Farmulla Mansur, Uday Samsher Rada and Prakash Rasaili Snehi. Senior leaders of the Nepali Congress, Shekhar Koirala, Bimalendra Nidhi, Vijay Kumar Gokchedar, N.P. South and Mahalakshmi Upadhyaya also lost the election. In the CPN-UML, Chairperson K.P. Sharma Oli, Vice Chair Gokarna Bista, Prithivi Subbagurung and Vishnu Prasad Podel, General Secretary Shankar Pokhrel and several other leaders, including Raghubir Mahaseth, Likhraj Bhatta, Bhanu Bhakta Dakal, Sirdhan Rai and Mahesh Basnet were defeated. From the Nepali Communist Party, Chairman Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda won from Rukum East, but other senior leaders, including Madhav Kumar Nepal, Narayan Kaji Shrestha, Bim Rawal and Rajendra Prasad Pandey were defeated. Similarly, Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Chairman Rajendra Lingden, Senior Vice Chairman Rabindra Mishra and Senior Leader Kamal Thapa also lost the election. The Nepal Mazdoor Kisan Party, which had been winning elections in Bhaktapur since 1991, also lost its seat in this time. Leaders of Madhya-based parties, including Upendra Yadav, Rajendra Mahato, C.K. Raut and Prabhu Sah, were also defeated. The oath-taking ceremony of newly elected National Assembly members is scheduled for today. Padma Prasad Pandey, General Secretary of the Federal Parliament Secretariat, said the ceremony is now being held at the Law, Justice and Human Rights Committee Hall in Simhadarbar. National Assembly Chairperson Narayan Prasad Dahal is said to administer the oath to the National Assembly members. Elections were held on the 25th of January for 18 seats that had fallen vacant. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Major Asian stock markets have fallen sharply amid growing fears of an energy supply crisis caused by the conflict in West Asia. Rising oil prices and uncertainty over supply have pushed markets across the region into decline. According to the BBC, the price of crude oil has climbed above $100 per barrel as the Strait of Hormuz remains largely closed and Iranian fuel depots have been hit in recent attacks. Countries heavily dependent on imported energy such as Japan and South Korea have been particularly affected. Japan's Nikkei index dropped about 7%, reflecting heavy selling in one of Asia's largest markets. South Korea's Kospi index also fell by around 8%. The South Korean government is reportedly considering the unusual step of capping oil prices to stabilize the market. Such a measure has not been used there for about 3 decades. Meanwhile, the White House had said the situation is a short-term shock and oil prices are expected to ease, but markets have remained cautious. In another development, Iranian state media reports that Mojtaba Khamenei has been named the country's new supreme leader. He replaces his father Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who was killed in the first wave of U.S. and Israeli strikes on Tehran. Meantime, British Prime Minister Keir Starmer and US President Donald Trump have spoken for the first time since the US leader criticized the United Kingdom's response to the Iran conflict. According to Downing Street, the two leaders discussed the situation in the Middle East and military cooperation between the United Kingdom and the United States. However, limited details of the conversation were released. Earlier, President Trump had criticized Britain's position on the conflict with Iran. Prime Minister Starmer had previously said that the United Kingdom would not take part in offensive military actions. However, Leader Starmer agreed to allow the United States to use British bases for defensive strikes on Iranian missile sites. US President Trump had earlier expressed frustration after the UK refused a US request to use its bases for initial offensive strikes against Iran. Now the general forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions in Koshi, Madis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces as well as the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudipasim provinces. Partly cloudy conditions are expected in the rest of the country. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in Koshi, Madis, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and mountainous regions of Karnali and Sudipasim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Vote counting on the first-past-the-post system for House of Representatives election nears completion. Results of 161 constituencies announced so far. Election Commission targets completing proportional representation vote counting by Wednesday morning. Rashtriya Swatantra Party moves towards landslide majority. Several top leaders of major parties defeated, and Asian markets fall sharply amid energy supply fears from West Asia conflict. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.